This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The House is still squabbling over who should be Speaker, and today at the White House, President Biden will be trying to assure European leaders that the U.S. can deliver on promises to send billions of dollars worth of help to two nations at war, Israel and Ukraine. The AP's Karen Shamas.
The promise depends on whether or not Biden can get a budget through Congress, a tough task given the recent political chaos in the US. The House lacks an elected speaker, and differences with some Republican lawmakers over aid for Ukraine could force a federal government shutdown in November. In a televised address to the American people, the president said he would send an urgent funding request to Congress, adding,
"It's a smart investment that's going to pay dividends for American security for generations."
European Council President Charles Michel expressed optimism that Biden can deliver on his promises to help arm and financially support Ukraine. I'm Karen Shamas.
And in that address to the American people last night, President Biden also warned that aggressors have to pay a price for what they do, or they'll keep doing it.
Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but they share this in common. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy, completely annihilated.
Israel has continued to bomb Gaza and is now evacuating a town near the Lebanese border, the latest sign that a ground invasion of Gaza may be coming. And Israel's defense minister just said this: after crushing Hamas, the military does not plan to control life in the Gaza Strip. Australia says it will not cancel a Chinese company's 99-year lease on a Darwin port, despite U.S. concerns that it could lead to spying on its military forces. This morning, an investigation's underway into the deadly shooting of a Maryland Circuit Court judge found in the driveway of his home last night. Judge Andrew Wilkinson was 52. No details on what happened. This is AP News. There's word of a record number of deaths linked to the hot weather here in the U.S.
Heat deaths in one Arizona county has now set a record. Arizona's Maricopa County has now set a new record for annual heat-associated deaths, with 425 tallied as of October 14th. That's the same number confirmed for all of 2022. Another 199 deaths still remain under investigation. The county is the hottest metropolitan area in the United States and home to Phoenix. This summer, Phoenix experienced the hottest 3 months since record-keeping began in 1895, including the hottest July and the second hottest August. In July, Phoenix had a record 31-day streak of highs at or above 110 degrees. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow dropped 250 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.